And grace and peace be yours in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So yes, those are lengthy readings, right? But I want us to hear those things, the things that our God has done in the past, that God has made all things, that God always preserves a remnant, large or small, and that God redeems his people. I think those are important readings, as I said at the beginning of church, on this Holy Saturday. Holy Saturday is a funny day, isn't it? What was yesterday? Good Friday. Good Friday is cross, crucifixion, death, your salvation, though, right? That's Jesus dying for the sins of the world. We have a good focus on that. Good Friday, cross of Christ. What's tomorrow? Easter Sunday. That's hallelujah. That's resurrection. That's victory. We get those days, right? A cross, empty tomb. I got that, right? We got that really in our focus. What's today? It's the day between them, right? What else can I say? Sometimes I refer to it as the day of silence. The day of silence. Imagine the disciples have been with Jesus. It's only 1 week ago that was Palm Sunday, right? That Jesus came into the holy city. And all the hosannas and the praising and the singing of praises to Jesus. And they're thinking, wow, this is the kingdom. And they go from those praises to the supper, to his arrest, to his death. And today, not yet Easter, right? Not yet Easter. What are they doing? What are the disciples doing? They're hiding. They're afraid. And it's a day of silence. I want to say this. We don't do very well with silence. Am I right? The very first second when I get into my car, what do? I turn on the radio. And when my car needs gas, I go to a gas pump, which has what? Who invented this, by the way? The gas pump has a screen. Because someone has to be talking at me every second of the day, right? A pox on the house of the person that came up with that one. I eat breakfast, and I turn on ESPN. Anybody do that, right? Or WLTX, right? In my office, I pull out my phone, and I launch my iTunes account. All day, every day. Let me ask you this. Who here sleeps with a fan on, right? A fan all year. And you guys know I moved here from New England. Some of those nights are cold. I don't care how cold it is. I have to have the noise. When I go to a hotel room and it's quiet, I can't get to sleep. Silence. Here's a tough thought for us noisy world people. God made you for some rest and silence. Did you know that? God made you for some rest and silence. It's rooted in the creation, that long account. God made this and then this, and it was good, and he rested, and he made everything for 6 days. On the last day, he rested. That's the origin of the Sabbath. In Hebrew, Sabbath is Shabbat. I've always heard, I love languages, I always heard this, that Shabbat means what? Rest, right? That's what I've always been told. I never looked it up in the dictionary till this week, but I've always been told Shabbat means rest. So the Lord rested. That's Shabbat, that's Sabbath. This week I finally decided to look it up. Shabbat doesn't mean rest. You don't want to know what it means? It means stop. Shabbat means to stop, to cease. With my mask, you can't see me smiling, a guilty smile. Why is stop a fun word? Because what do you do regularly? You go, right? You go. And you go, and you go, and you go. And you go till you're exhausted. And you know what the Lord is saying to us? Stop. Stop. There's a time to stop and rest. Is there not? God did it. And God in Genesis chapter 2 rests. The Hebrew there is Shabbat. It means he stopped. He did everything he was supposed to do and then he stopped. He must look down from heaven and see us running around thinking, they don't get it. If he rested in Exodus chapter 20, he said to you, Shabbat, one day a week. One day a week, Shabbat. Do you do it? Don't answer me out loud, just ask yourself. Exodus chapter 20, Shabbat, you need a day of rest. By the way, a day of rest and worship he meant, but I want us to know this. The Shabbat was actually pretty enlightened. Read Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11, and God is saying to Israel, you need to stop. But you know what else he said? He said, you and your servants need to stop. And your animals. Don't work everybody around you while you rest. I'm not supposed to sit there with the remote control saying, honey, go get me something. By the way, I wouldn't even try that, but I'm just pointing out you shouldn't. Shabbat, and he actually adds this in Exodus chapter 20, so long ago, it's amazingly modern and progressive in his thinking. God says, even the immigrant, you hear that? You need Shabbat. Even the immigrant that gets taken advantage of, they need a rest. Exodus 20 says, one rest day. Leviticus 25 says, every 7 years, you need a rest year. Did you know that? He actually told Israel, I want you to not plant your fields for an entire year. And this is the work of trust that had to go on. God made it clear that in year 6, you will have twice the reaping. That's a work of faith, isn't it? That's the Sabbath year. But did you know that after you have 7 Sabbath years, it's 7, right? 7 days, 7 years. After you've had 7 Sabbath years, that's 49 years. The next year is year 50. He says, that's the year of Jubilee. I want you to take 2 consecutive Sabbath years. How about that? Trust the Lord that you will reap so much in year 6 that you don't have to plant next year or next year. That's amazing. But here's the question. Did Israel do it? You know what the answer is? They did not. God was serious about Shabbat, and they didn't do it. Why not? You know why they didn't do it? The same reason we don't rest. Why don't we rest? We're making money, right? We're making money. Isaiah 5, chapter 8. Woe to you who add house to house and join field to field till no space is left. Hear what he's saying? Yeah, yes, your economic life counts, but woe to Israel. And woe to us. We work and we work and we work and we work so we can accumulate more. Amos 8:5. People, and this sounds like us to modern America, people say, when will the new moon festival be over that we can sell grain? When will the Sabbath be ended that we may market wheat? God says, you need a rest. You need Shabbat. It's for your good. And people say, I don't want Shabbat. I'm making some money here, Lord. Israel continued not to do it. When Israel went into the Babylonian captivity, there's this one funny verse in 2 Chronicles 36, verses 20 and 21, where it says, Israel being taken captive, and they were there, captives and slaves and exiles for 70 years. In 2 Chronicles 36, God carried them into exile, into Babylon, and they became servants until the kingdom of Persia came to power, so the land enjoyed its Sabbath rest. Isn't that an interesting verse? They were taken away, and so the land enjoyed its Sabbath rest. Silence is weird. I want to show you how weird it's going to be. Because you know what usually happens when the pastor preaches? He talks the whole time, isn't that right? You know what I want us to do? I don't want to talk about silence. You know what we're going to do? We're going to be silent. We even tape our messages. How's this going to work on the tape? But here's what I want us to do. Yeah, this crazy pastor is serious. I want for 3 minutes us to be in silence. I'm not talking about your kids if you're fighting with them. But this is what I mean. Take out your bulletin. When we're silent as Christians, we're not supposed to contemplate our navel. We should contemplate the Word of God. So on your bulletin, those opening words at the very, very beginning of this service is Holy Scripture, Luke 23. If you're at home watching this, grab a Bible, Luke chapter 23, verses 50 to 56, just those verses. I want to say some things about it, and we're going to sit in 3 minutes. I want you to read those verses. How do we contemplate? How do we contemplate text? Here's some instructions. First word on meditating on Scripture. You ready to know what it is? Read. What's the second word? Reread. Who reads their Bible and reads it quickly? I do it all the time. I read it. I know this passage. No, read it, reread it. Then this. Pick one word from the text. Focus on that word. Ask yourself, why was that word chosen? To think about it, right? In 3 minutes of silence, to think about it. You have to think about something. Don't think about the NCAA tournament. Why was this word chosen? What does it mean? What does it not mean? What is this word saying to me? Is there a situation in my life that this speaks to? When we're reading a narrative like this one is, here's a fun question. If I were there, what would I have done? Think about the characters in the narrative. How much am I like or unlike the people in the narrative? Is there someone in this narrative that I easily identify with? Is there someone in this narrative that I don't identify with at all? By the way, not just tonight. This is the way you should be reading your scriptures all the time. Pick a word. I already told you to pick a word. Pick that word again or a different. Ask yourself around that word, what words are around it? And how does the context shape its meaning? And then pray, Lord, open my ears and my heart to hear. What are you saying to me? Are you ready? Got my stopwatch out. 3 minutes of silence and contemplation of Luke 23. It's an eternity, isn't it? For 21st century American to sit quiet for 3 minutes. Shabbat. The Lord God created you. He redeemed you by the work of Savior, Jesus Christ. His death and his resurrection has saved you to renew you, to refresh you, to grant you Shabbat. It's tough, right? We sometimes use the phrase that someone was left alone with their own thoughts. That's not always good, right? Sometimes we need the rest. Sometimes we turn inwards. That's not healthy. That's why I want us to look at Scripture. I'm sure on Holy Saturday, Peter was thinking, I denied the Lord 3 times. That's not what he should have been thinking about. In Exodus 14, I love these two words, two verses right in a row. Verse 14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still, right? To be still, to have a rest in the Lord. Next verse, verse 15, God says, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Isn't that the cycle? Some resting and some moving, some stopping and some going, some stopping and some beginning. Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am the Lord. But there's also the living and the doing. At the Red Sea, God divides the water. What does Israel have to do? Walk through it. Right? Walk through it. It's Holy Saturday. Yesterday the Lord dies. Tomorrow he rises again. He wants us to rest in that, to be secure in that. Amen.